Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
I am not sure I have met anybody that has worse minor luck traveling than Mo. With the amount of times your bags get lost and the different drama you see on flights. Yesterday he was telling us he watched security marshals take down somebody on a plane. It's never ending.
I was trying not to say that out loud into the universe, but yeah, I don't have the best luck, man, on these vacations. I really don't. I don't know what it is. I almost sliced one of my fingers off trying to sand surf in Dubai. I was bleeding all over the sand. I don't know what it is about me, but I go through a lot when I go on these vacations. And to make it worse, just as I said to myself, well, I didn't lose my bags. I almost only slit one finger off. That's not too bad. Things are going well. Right?
Oh, you and Bark have been nut buddies.
Yeah. Right? Not so bad. So then I always have incidents with cars as well for some reason. For those who may not know, I was once hit by a car. And I'm reminded of it almost every day of my life by someone. And
this was walking to work, and Mo is 300 feet from the radio station.
Yep. And took a little tumble with a car, and
she drove off.
And she drove off, and I went upstairs and got a drink, and we never heard from her again.
Yeah, the police are looking for her the same way they're looking for Nicole's killer.
Facts. So I am leaving the hotel to try to catch a lift and to get to the airport, and I'm a little late as usual. And so I don't know if this guy was also late or if he was just in a rush to get us to the airport. But I was with two other people, and the two other people get into the car very safely and normally. And for some reason, as I'm the third person, the door is still wide open because I'm still trying to get into the car. And as I put one leg into the car, the man just pulls off.
Whoa!
Just pulls off.
He didn't realize you were that tall.
I guess not. I don't know what he was thinking, but he starts. So at first, he kind of like, he didn't really pull off. He just pulled up. So I did like a hop. But the second time, he pulled off enough to where I had to like hold on to the door. And I can hear everybody in the car going, stop, stop, stop. But for some reason, it took him a second. I guess because he didn't speak the language. I don't know what it was. So he turns around and realizes I'm not in the car. And then finally, I can like catch my breath and get into the car. And he looks at me and goes, sorry.
Sorry.
That's a key component if you're going to be any kind of like rideshare driver is knowing when your passengers are safely in the car. Mm-hmm.
You would think, right? So I was so upset that I just didn't say anything. I didn't say a word. I just sat there with an attitude all the way to the airport because it's Dubai. I was like, it's just fine. Right? Whatever, man. You got it. So we get to the airport. Now I'm kind of limping around. My friends are like, why are you limping? I'm like, was this guy in the car?
I was just skateboarding
exactly.
On the side of a car.
That was an excursion I didn't sign up for. Right? It's an additional one. So we get to the airport, and I'm thinking, all right, I finally start calming down. I get some food, and I'm sitting there. And the most embarrassing part of this is we sit down to eat this meal, and I ordered bread. I mean, I didn't order bread, but they brought bread out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm eating bread of all things. And bread is not supposed to be hard. So I like feel something that feels a little hard. And I'm like, okay, wait, what's that? So I use my tongue to try to figure out what it is. And immediately I realize like a piece of my tooth is missing.
No.
What?
At the table. Tooth just decided, that's enough. And just
wait, was this a filling or?
Yeah, I guess it's
filling.
Like a.
Okay.
What is it, like a cap when you get like
have a cavity or whatever, they put a cap on there, okay.
But it's like the whole outside of my tooth. So it's like my tooth has no skin, in essence. And it looks horrible. And it's like when I put my tongue against it, it's sharp. So I knew something was wrong, like instantly.
And it always feels worse when you're using your tongue in your mouth. Like if you've ever had like a little itty bitty hole and you run your tongue over it, it always feels massive.
And you can't stop touching it.
You can't stop touching it.
I've been doing it ever
since. Right. And then you get to the dentist's office and they show you with a mirror how small it is. And you're like, dang.
Right. Yeah. So I got back to try to go into the dentist and they tell me they can't see me until Monday. So I've been running around with a piece of my tooth missing for a few days now.
Bread,
of all things. And that's exactly what my lady says as I'm doing it, which was embarrassing when she looks at you and goes, from bread? Yeah. So I got to get it fixed. But anything cold, too cold or too hot, I can feel it. So, yeah, I sprained my ankle and lost a tooth coming back from Dubai. I mean, that was my comeback story.
But at least you had your bags this time.
I did.
Which you normally lose.
I didn't lose my bags.
The Burt Show.